Now, just a simple word I believe the Lord's given us this evening, to which we can then respond. Very simple, because I believe tonight God wants us to pray just three words, or to pray around three words. If we think of what the Lord was doing amongst us last week, and the four nights that we had here, he was setting the scene, the tone, for these 40 days, and of course beyond that, because these 40 days are setting the tone for the rest of the year and what God is going to be doing in his whole Reformation purposes in this coming season of time. So he started, didn't he, by talking about the nature of his heart, how his heart is so full of love, so full of mercy towards us, that he doesn't deal with us as we deserve, he doesn't judge us, doesn't condemn us, but he has this amazing mercy that he extends towards us, and that patience and long-suffering. He sees all the issues in our hearts and lives and all the things we struggle with and how patient he is with us. He doesn't rip us off. He doesn't scold us and beat us and deal harshly with us, but he is so gentle, so patient, so loving, so kind. And he showed us, didn't he, that he wanted us to have hearts that reflected his heart, heart after his own heart. This is the nature of the new heart that he'd given us. And God sort of worked around that as the basis of what he was saying to us last week, climaxing on the Thursday evening by moving in our hearts in quite a deep and profound way as the refining fire, refining our hearts, taking out of our hearts those things that were not consistent with his heart, so that we don't have divided hearts, but our hearts were being purified, cleansed, refined, because he wants us to be like pure gold. So that's what he was doing last week, and no doubt he's been continuing that whole process in the hearts of every one of us since that time. And Pastor Clive's message on Sunday really was a continuation of that whole process that God is working out amongst us. And this morning at the keynote at Rafi, it was all about the heart. And I know some of you obviously weren't able to be there, but you can catch up with that message because it's online. And I really suggest you do that, because it will complement what I'm going to share with you for the next few minutes. The point that the Lord was really making is that when we talk about our hearts, we're talking about two different things. Even in the scripture, sometimes the heart is talking really about the spirit, sometimes about the soul. It's sort of in between the two. Sometimes we set our hearts upon the things of the spirit, sometimes we set our hearts upon self and the things of the soul. We can even set our hearts on the things of the flesh if we're not careful. And so we can talk about the heart. Yes, my heart belongs to the Lord. I've given my heart to Jesus. I love the Lord with all my heart. I praise him with all my heart. And we're absolutely sincere and we mean that, and it's true. God has given me a new heart. Jesus lives within my heart. And we can talk about the heart at that level, but then there's another level altogether. Where is your heart set at this particular moment? What is in your heart tonight? What was in your heart when you entered this room at the beginning of the meeting? Where's your heart been all day long? Has your heart been set upon pleasing him, or has it been just doing all the busyness of the day and so on? And I was explaining this morning, you see, that There's the nature of our hearts, and that's really what God was dealing with principally last week. And then there's what I call the disposition of the heart, where we choose to place our hearts. And the scripture talks about both, about the need of a holy and pure heart. But then Paul says, set your heart upon things above. Set your heart. And, you know, our focus has to be kept on Jesus, to keep your eyes on Jesus. And, of course, wherever your eyes, your heart, they work together in combination. So we can understand, yeah, my heart belongs to the Lord, but is what is going on in my heart today, is this good? Is this what is pleasing to God? And so on and so on. Now, that was this morning's message, just in a nutshell, so you can understand what I'm going to say now. But I really encourage you to hear the whole message, not just that very short praising. So what is God wanting to do in our hearts tonight? I found when I was praying this afternoon and preparing for what God wanted this evening, found myself praying something about the heart that I'd never prayed before. And it came out of a scripture in the Psalms that says this, I will run in the way of your commandments because you enlarge my heart. And I looked up all kinds of translations. I thought, you know, I mean, that's in the Truth version. So, you know, I'm responsible for that. Enlarge your hearts. And I thought, now why this enlarge my heart? Why haven't I really got hold of that before? And most of the time I use the NIV, and in the NIV it says, I run in the path of your commandments, for you have set my heart free. So I was looking up, you know, what the original says, and the New King James is very much more accurate, because again, it talks about enlarging your heart. It says, I will run the way of your commands because you will enlarge my heart. But then God began to speak to me about this phrase, enlarge my heart. And he said, this is what I want to do among my people. Look at it this way. How big a heart did Jesus have? We know the nature of his heart. It was a pure heart, holy heart, bon bon, and all the rest. But what a big heart he had. That heart that could have such compassion, be concerned for so many people, be treated the way he was, rejected the way he was, yet never allowed that to faze him, upset him, stop him from fulfilling his purpose. What kind of a heart could pray, Father, forgive them, as the nails were driven into his hands? What a big heart. A heart so big, so full of love, a heart that was so full of faith that no matter what the situation he was in, he believed that the Father would hear him, the Father would answer him. You know, he stands before the tomb of Lazarus and lifts up his eyes to heaven and his hands like this, and he says, Father, I thank you that you've heard me, and I know that you always hear me. What a big heart of love, what a big heart of faith. And I found myself praying, Lord, enlarge my heart. Amen. Yes, we need to pray, Lord, purify my heart. That's why we were on Thursday. We need to say, yes, Lord, I want a heart after your heart. I want the nature of my heart to be in line with the nature of your heart. And as this morning's message says, yes, Lord, I want to set my heart upon what pleases you. I want to set my heart upon things above, not on earthly things. I don't want earthly things to determine the course of my life, but I want your will, your plan, your purpose. All that I've prayed for years, but suddenly there was this new prayer, Lord, enlarge my heart. I'd love to have a heart as big as Jesus' heart. I don't suppose any of us would ever accomplish that. But what a prayer. Lord, enlarge my heart. What would be the purpose of that prayer? Well, Lord, if you enlarge my heart, I'm going to have a much greater capacity than I have now. And the Holy Spirit was just leading me to think of this enlarging of my heart in two ways. First, in love. Lord, I want a much bigger heart of love. Yes, I need your love, because that's what the scripture says, doesn't it? He's poured his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. But I want a much bigger heart, bigger capacity to love you, to love others, to love the people, you know, with whom I have contact, people to whom I minister in the name of the Lord. I want a bigger heart of love. Can anybody say amen to that? And the other thing was in response to faith. Lord, I want a bigger heart of faith. I'd love to have a heart as big as Jesus. A heart of love, a heart of faith. Lord, enlarge my heart. Enlarge the capacity of my heart. So I've not only got love for people, but I've got a greater capacity to love them, a greater capacity to express your love, a greater capacity to express faith in you and trust in you, and a greater capacity of faith when I pray, so that I'm really believing and trusting you more than ever in the past. Lord, enlarge my heart. And then I looked at the first part of the verse. I will run in the way of your commands because you enlarge my heart. And you know, Jesus said, didn't he, if you love me, you will obey my commands. And I realized, well, the bigger my heart, the more obedient I will be. Not legalistically, not saying, oh, I ought to do this and I ought to do that and I should do this and I should do that. But it will all come out of the desire of my heart, because my heart is bigger. And therefore my heart embraces the will of God more readily, more easily, more fully. You know, I'm forever sort of saying to people, we need to worship the Lord wholeheartedly, we need to love him wholeheartedly, need to obey him wholeheartedly with all my heart. That means, and this is the command, isn't it? We're to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts. But supposing all of my heart increased because he enlarged my heart. If my heart was enlarged, then I'd have a much bigger heart to love him with. I'd have a much bigger heart to love others with. I'd have a much bigger heart to trust in the Lord, to believe and to expect his supernatural intervention, not only in my life, but when I pray with others, when I'm ministering to others, the same for you. So I reckon this is a good prayer. I'm not going to say any more, really, except just to encourage you to get before God tonight and to pray this prayer for yourself. Lord, enlarge my heart. Now, of course, it's got to be the right kind of heart to be enlarged, isn't it? And this is the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. See, this is what I love. I love when we have series of meetings like this, Because, you know, the Holy Spirit takes us on a journey. You remember that's what he said? That's what Pastor Clive was saying right at the beginning on Monday last week. The Lord's going to take us on a journey, you see, and we're on a journey. And often you don't know where the next step of the journey is going to be. God doesn't necessarily tell you all the steps that there are going to be on the journey. But this is just like the genius of the Holy Spirit, you see. He says, right, I describe to you the nature of my heart. I say to you, this is the kind of heart I want you to have. This is the nature of the heart. This is the characteristics of the heart I want you to have. A heart of love, a heart of compassion, a heart of mercy, a heart of grace, and a heart of patience and long-suffering and so on. A heart of forgiveness, just like my heart. Not a heart of judgment, or any negative thing like that, but a heart like mine. And then he does this work of purifying our hearts, taking it out of the impurities and the things that are counterproductive to having a heart like the heart of Jesus. And then he comes along with his next thing and says, right, now you see the kind of heart you're to have. Now I've been dealing with taking out the impurities of heart. You've got the right kind of heart to enlarge. I thought, yeah, he's at it again. He's just so good, this Holy Spirit, the way he leads us step by step by step. Because he didn't want to enlarge, he doesn't want to enlarge the wrong kind of heart, does he? He doesn't want to enlarge a divided heart. He doesn't want to enlarge an impure heart. But a heart that is set upon being like the heart of Jesus, a purified, cleansed, refined heart, you know, that process will go on. But I believe God, you see, brought us far enough along the process to say, right, now what I want you to do is to ask me to enlarge your hearts so you've got a much greater capacity to love me, to love others, a much greater capacity of faith. And I think to myself, when's this going to end? I don't know that it ever will. That I think God's going to start something tonight that's going to go on and on. That we're going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger hearts. And you know, the bigger the heart, the easier it will be to walk in his ways. The bigger the heart, the more we will instinctively do what he wants. We will love the people he puts before us to love, even when that's a challenge, you know, because some people are a challenge, aren't they? Hallelujah, praise God, glory, amen. But you know, if you've got a big enough heart, you'll meet the challenge. Yes? And, you know, those big hearts that won't judge, won't condemn, won't criticize, won't gossip, and won't be full of all the negativity that is possible, because they're refined hearts, yes? Or they're hearts that are continuously being refined. So praise God. Are you ready to pray this along with me tonight? And goodness, how this is going to change kingdom faith. If God enlarges the hearts of all of us who belong to kingdom faith, how this is going to transform the church. Everybody's going to have a greater capacity to love. Everybody's going to have a greater capacity to believe and to trust him and all the other aspects of his heart. Everybody's going to have a greater compassion. Everybody's going to have greater mercy. Everybody's going to have more, a greater capacity to express the grace of God and the graciousness of God. It's going to be wonderful. All because he just speaks these three words, tells us to pray, enlarge my heart. You can put one other word in front, Lord, enlarge my heart. You can extend your prayer to five words, Lord, please enlarge my heart. You can tell him, Lord, I'm desperate for you to enlarge my heart. I want a much bigger heart. I'd love to have a heart as big as Jesus. Amen. Shall we all stand? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. You know, I was teaching and speaking all morning at Rafi, and I was really, really quite tired, and I wanted to have a sleep. Usually if I have a sleep during the course of the, you know, mid-time, then I've got the steam ready for whatever God wants to do in the evening. I just couldn't get to sleep, couldn't have a sleep. I kept getting disturbed and having to go back to the prayer room and pray more. So that's okay. I'll have sleep tonight. Praise God. But I think this is just so much on the heart of God tonight. Are you ready? Come on, let's come and fill the space. I just want you to get before the Lord and just pray from, just ask Him to enlarge your heart and let Him show you what that means for you. The ways in which He wants to enlarge your heart. The way in which He wants to give you a greater capacity to have a heart after the heart of Jesus. Can we all pray this together? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. We're always coming upon fresh things in your word. And I thank you for this scripture from Psalm 119. I will run in the way of your commandments because you enlarge my heart. And Lord, I'm praying this tonight. Lord, enlarge my heart. Enlarge my heart. Lord, I want a much greater capacity to love you. I want a much greater capacity to praise you, a much greater capacity to worship you. I want a greater capacity to pray, Lord. I want a much greater capacity to love others. I want a much greater capacity to express compassion and mercy in my heart and life. Oh, Lord, I want a much greater capacity for faith. I want a heart. Yes, you say that faith has to come from the heart. We have to believe in the heart. Well, Lord, I want a much bigger heart so that I've got much more trust and confidence in you and in your word, in your promises, and a much greater faith, Lord, to believe your supernatural intervention in one situation after another. Oh, Lord, enlarge my heart. Come on, you do your praying now. You talk to Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh Lord, enlarge my heart. That I may run in the way of your commands, that I might love you and love you so much I obey you, Lord, not out of legalism, but simply out of love. I just do what you want because I've got a much greater capacity to love, much greater capacity to trust. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Enlarge my heart. I want a heart as big as Jesus' heart. Oh, Lord, just enlarge my heart as much as you can, as much as that's possible, as much as your spirit can achieve and accomplish in me. Enlarge my heart, oh God. Now, Jesus says, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. So we're not praying for the impossible tonight. We're praying according to the will of God. We're praying according to the revelation that the Spirit is bringing us. That means it's God's purpose to do this tonight. Amen. So we need to begin to thank Him. Thank you, Lord, you're doing it already. Thank you that you're working in me to increase the capacity of my heart to love, to believe, hallelujah, to obey, to be submitted to you. Thank you, Lord. You are working it out in me now because you hear me and you answer me. Hallelujah, from your holy hill. And I praise you and I thank you. Thank you, Lord, this isn't a feeling, but thank you, you are increasing the capacity of my heart. Thank you that you're hearing the prayer that comes from the heart of every person who's here tonight. Thank you, Lord, that we are going to be different because of what you're working in us tonight. We're going to have much bigger hearts for you, much bigger hearts for people, much bigger hearts to trust you, much bigger hearts to see you healing and working through our prayer in all kinds of ways. And we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I just want you to be still for a moment and just think. You know, sometimes we need to think before we pray. Think of any area in your life where we'll just stick with the love for a moment. We'll come to the faith in a little while. But stick with the love. Just think of any situation where you've needed a greater capacity to love. And so you need to pray, Lord, enlarge my heart of love. Now, it may be that there's some people that God is wanting you to love, and you've really been struggling with that. If you're honest, you don't have the love that you need for that person or for those people. And as you pray, Lord, enlarge my heart, you know, God is going to do that. He's going to bring those people into your heart. They're not just objects that you need to love, but he's going to bring them into your heart. Uh-huh. Your heart's going to be big enough to embrace them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now there'll be different situations for different ones of us. But can you pray this now? Lord, just enlarge my heart to embrace all those that you're calling me to love. Including the people I've been struggling to love. Thank you, Lord, that tonight you're increasing my capacity to love them.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Somehow you're drawing them into my heart now, because I've got the capacity to do that. You're giving me the capacity already. You're answering this prayer to enlarge my heart. And thank you, Lord, that now you're enlarging my heart in such a way that I can embrace those people I've been struggling to love. It may be that there's been people that you've been neglecting, you've been ignoring, because you haven't known how to love them. And God is enlarging your heart now, and you're going to have the capacity, you're going to know how to love them, you're going to be able to reach out to them, draw them into not just your love, but his love. Can you believe that? Can you just pray accordingly now? Say, Lord, thank you that I don't have to ignore those people. You're increasing my heart, you're enlarging my heart, increasing the capacity for me to love. Thank you, Lord, I can embrace those people. Not physically, but I can embrace them with your love. I can reach out to them, I can include them, I can draw them into your love. Some of them may be unsaved people. You know, and you may have been praying for them, and what God is saying, yeah, I've been hearing your prayer, but what I want you to do is to love them. Not just pray for them, but to really love them. And I'm increasing your capacity because I'm enlarging your heart. Can you include those people now? Pray for them now. So you're not just praying for them out of a sense of duty, but you will in future pray for them out of love. Oh, Lord, you're just giving me a love. You know, I believe that what God is going to do as a result of tonight is He's going to give you a love for people that you've never loved before. He's even going to give some of us a love for the kind of people we've never been able to love before. Because He's just increasing that capacity to love. Can you just embrace those people now in your prayer? Embrace them in prayer. Draw them into this love. Draw them into the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, because you live in Christ, you stand in a spacious place. Remember those scriptures that talk about being in a spacious place? Well, bring those people into the spacious place where you stand. Bring them into the love of Christ. Just draw them in now. Not just because you're praying for them, but because you want them. They're in your heart. Right? And do that now for sick people as well. That you're not just praying for them out of a sense of duty, because you know you ought to pray, or they've asked you to pray for them, but love them, eh? Come on. Greater capacity to love them. To love those sick people. They're dear people. They're hurting. You know, rejected people, the emotionally sick and the people that are struggling with depression and things like that. You know, sometimes they're pretty hard people to love, aren't they? Because they can be so, so negative. But now, God, just draw them into love. God's enlarging your heart. Can you see that? It's got to be very practical, this. It's not some super spiritual thing. Oh, thank you, Lord, I've got a bigger heart of love now. No, no, no. Come on, it's got to be absolutely practical. Draw them into this big heart. You're getting a bigger heart tonight. God's enlarging that heart. He's drawing more and more people into that heart. Not just those you would normally love and want to love and get on well with, but drawing. Come on. What about those people that have been rejecting you? People have been laughing at you? You know, perhaps people at work because you're a Christian. People have been persecuting you. People perhaps that have been saying all kinds of wrong things about you. Well, we've got to love our enemies, haven't we? We've got to even pray for those who use us despitefully in the wrong way. So come and embrace them now. Draw them into love. Even those that have really done the dirty on you. You know, gossiped about you, spoken about you behind your back, all this kind of stuff. And instead of just being angry and resentful, you forgive them, don't you? Of course you forgive them. Now just embrace them with the love. Say, Lord, I want to be like you, that even as they banged the nails into your hands, you said, Father, forgive them. You had such a big heart, such a big, big heart of love, such a big, big heart of mercy. And Lord, I'm drawing all these people into my heart of love tonight. Thank you, Lord, you're increasing my capacity to love. Thank you that you're enlarging my heart. So you're giving me a heart even for those that I've never loved before. If I'm honest, I've not really loved them, Lord. Forgive them, but I haven't really loved them. But thank you, Lord. You're drawing them. You're enabling me. You're giving me the grace tonight to draw them into my love. My heart. Hallelujah. So now I can pray for them, not because I ought to, but I can pray for them out of my heart desire to pray for them. I can pray for them out of a heart of love for them, Lord. And I believe that my prayer is going to be so much more effective because I'm praying for them out of a heart of love. Thank you, Lord, that whenever you prayed, it was always out of a heart of love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can you thank the Lord that you now have this bigger heart? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's do the same thing with faith, shall we? Bigger heart of love, bigger heart of faith. All those areas where you've been struggling to believe, struggling to trust, you know the word, you confess the word, you know, you go through all the things of faith that you know about, but now you realize, well, I need a bigger heart of faith. I need a bigger capacity of faith in my heart. Because you say, I've got to pray for my heart. Well, Lord, I thank you that you're enlarging my heart tonight. You're giving me a greater capacity of faith tonight. I believe this, Lord. A greater capacity of love, a greater capacity of faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, I'm going to be able to trust you in ways that I've never trusted you before. Thank you, Lord, I'm going to believe in situations where really I haven't believed before. There's going to be no more of this double-mindedness and double standards, but Lord, thank you for a bigger heart of faith, that you enlarge my heart of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you that now I'm going to believe in situations where before I didn't believe. Thank you, Lord, I'm going to exercise faith in ways that I haven't exercised faith before. Thank you, Lord, that you enlarge my heart. Are you praying this? Are you praying this for yourself? Come on, you pray it in your own words now. You talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. You pray out of your own heart. But pray with thanksgiving, you know? That's what the scripture says, we're to pray at all things with faith, with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. We thank you. Hearts of love, hearts of faith. Praise you, Jesus. And just then go on and pray for any other way in which you may say, oh Lord, I need a bigger heart of compassion, a bigger heart of mercy. You might say, Lord, I need a more generous heart. Really, I'm a bit measly, you know, I'm not really a very generous person. And you need to say, oh Lord, enlarge my heart so I've got a generous heart. I just give freely. I give willingly, I give abundantly, and know that I can never outdo you in giving. You will always give back to me far more than I ever give to others. But I thank you, Lord, for a bigger heart, a more generous heart. Thank you, Lord. Can you pray this? You got to want to pray it, you know. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, a bigger heart, a more generous heart, a more loving heart, a more believing heart, a more generous heart. I want such a big heart of generosity. I want to have a reputation, Lord, of being a generous person, as well as being a loving person, as well as being a faithful person. I want to have a reputation of being a generous person, Lord, because I'm reflecting the generosity of your heart. You have such a big heart towards me, Lord. Hallelujah. You're the God who meets every need of mine according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus, because you have such a big, generous heart. And Lord, I want you to enlarge my heart so I have a generous heart. Hallelujah. Can you pray this? Hallelujah. Are you praying this? Can you thank the Lord? Oh, Lord, thank you. A much more expansive heart, a much more generous heart. Oh, that I'm going to give in situations where before I didn't give, and I'm going to give in situations before where I just closed up my heart against the need of somebody. Oh, Lord, now I'm going to overflow with generosity. Come on, I'm going to have such a much bigger heart of generosity. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I bless you. Are you thanking the Lord for this? Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, you've got such a big heart towards me, and I want to have a big heart towards you, and I want to have a big heart towards others. Oh, Lord, enlarge my heart, enlarge my heart. Poratapariya letupakala sitari satuba. Balatapariya letupakala sitari sanduma. Balatapariya letupakala sitaba. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, we bless you. Shall we praise the Lord together? Let's get you guys moving. Puparazatabariya lenama. I think it's time we praise the Lord. You know, enlarge my capacity to worship. Enlarge my heart of worship. Enlarge my heart of prayer. Come on. It's going to touch all these different areas of your life. Can you pray that? Enlarge, Lord. Enlarge the worship in my heart. Enlarge my capacity to worship. Enlarge my capacity to praise you. Enlarge my heart of thanksgiving.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Come on, shall we do that now? Just begin to speak out your thanksgiving and your praise. Don't wait for the band. Just speak it out. Don't sing it out at this moment. Just speak it out. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to worship you with all my heart. But now, Lord, I worship you with a bigger heart than I had half an hour ago. So you're gonna get more worship. You're gonna get a better quality of worship out of my enlarged heart. Hallelujah. Oh, there's gonna be more love for you, more worship for you, more praise for you, more thanksgiving for you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just as we're worshiping, he had a submitted heart. Enlarge my heart, Lord, in the way of love, in the way of faith, in the way of generosity, but enlarge the humility of my heart. So there's much less room for any pride. Enlarge my heart so that it's a submissive heart, submissive to your authority, just like Jesus, so that I can exercise more of your authority. Jesus said he had a humble and gentle heart, So, Lord, as I pray for you to increase my heart, increase the humility, increase the gentleness, thank you, Lord. So I got a much greater capacity to actually exercise your authority so that I can be much more victorious over the enemy, because you have increased the humility and submission of my heart to your authority. Enlarge my heart, O God. Can you pray this for yourself? Is this what you want for your heart? That heart after Jesus. Those key characteristics of the heart of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Greater capacity to love. Greater capacity to believe and trust. A greater generosity. Greater humility, a greater submission to your authority, to your will, to your purpose. Enlarge my heart, O God. Let's continue to worship, and as you worship, just continue that sense of, oh Lord, I'm just yielding myself to you. I'm surrendering my heart to you. A more surrendered heart. A more submissive heart. Kurala ma sanduma. Urala ma sito di santo. Irala ma sito di santo. Urala ma sanduma. Enlarge my heart, O God. Enlarge my heart. Pura la masa la masa. Pura la masi tori eleno masi. Ora la massa la maria della massa.
Io sto loro poi e se ma vai a scendere ma vai a scendere. Sotto loro poi e sto loro vai a scendere.
Ora la massa in tori santo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pura la massa, la rielena massa.
Enlarge my heart, O God. Enlarge my heart, O Lord. Enlarge my heart. Enlarge my heart.
Hallelujah. And I believe the Lord is saying that even as he answers our prayer, so there will be a greater capacity for his glory in your heart. Hallelujah. A bigger heart to glorify the Lord. A bigger heart to reflect his glory. Transformed from glory to glory. Hallelujah. A heart that glorifies you, Lord. More of your glory in my heart. More of your glory in my life. More of your glory in what I say and what I do. More of your glory in my worship. More of your glory in my prayer life. Because you've enlarged my heart, O God. A bigger capacity for your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, pray around us. Thank the Lord. More of his glory in your life. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't this good? Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Enlarge my heart, O Lord. More of your glory. More of your glory in my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pura la la masandaria lena masandula. Pura la la masantu palando masito ma. Pula la masalaria leno masanduma. Hallelujah. Now thank the Lord that tonight he's been enlarging the heart that last Thursday he was refining with his refining fire. So there's going to be much more room in this bigger heart that you've got for Jesus, for loving others, for embracing his will and purpose, but no room for those things that he purified out of your heart last week. None of those things are going to creep back. Your enlarged heart isn't going to embrace any of those things that you turned your back on last week. Any of those things that he refined out, because really they don't belong, they're inconsistent with the heart of Jesus. So thank him that he's going to enable you to stand firm against any of the negative things that would want to come into your heart. No, no, no. I don't have a negative heart, I have a positive heart. I don't have a judgmental heart, I have a merciful heart. I don't have a selfish heart, I have a loving heart. I don't have an unbelieving heart, I have a heart of faith. I don't have a stingy heart, I have a generous heart. I don't have a proud heart, I have a humble heart. Praise your holy name. I don't have a hard heart, I have a gentle heart. Thank you, Lord,
that you enlarge my heart after your own heart. Come on, let's praise him for this. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Come on, let's just worship him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. God keeps just extending this. And he's saying to us now, I tell you in my word to rejoice always, because I want you to have joyful hearts. So in this enlarging of your heart, I want to increase your capacity for joy. So there's much more joy in your heart, much more joy that will overflow from your heart, so that you do rejoice always. Hallelujah. That you rejoice in the Lord always. The scripture says, be joyful always. So can you thank the Lord that he's enlarging the joy in your heart tonight? Come on, let's just lift our hearts, our hands, our voices. Joyfully, sing joyfully to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord, for joyful hearts. Oh, la 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 ma santa la 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 ma. Oh, la la ma si daria le la ma santa. Joy in my heart, oh Lord. Much more joy. Enlarge the joy in my heart. Enlarge the joy in my heart, oh Lord. Put a la 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 santa balana. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The nature of your heart determines the kind of person that you are. So as God continues, I think this is a process that's going to continue, isn't it? You're going to have your love enlarged more and more, your faith enlarged, generosity enlarged, your mercy and compassion enlarged. Hallelujah. Your joy enlarged. Glory of God in your life enlarged. Wow, what a night, man. Praise God. What a work he's chosen to do in us. You're going to be a more loving person then. A more faithful person, full of faith. A more generous person. A more compassionate person. able to reveal more of the glory of God, and now a more joyful person. Isn't that good? I like to be around joyful people, don't you? Not sad, morose people. I like to be around joyful people. People are going to like to be around you because you've got a heart of joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to be a more humble person and a more gentle person.
Thank you, Jesus.
A bigger heart after the heart of Jesus. Because you see, if this is what you wanted, as you've prayed these things, because this is what you really want, God gives you the desires of your heart. And there's one more area. See, because why? Why does He want you to have a bigger heart? So that you bear more fruit. This enlarged heart of yours, greater capacity to love, to believe, to trust, to be compassionate, to be submitted to the authority of God. It's going to be a much more fruitful heart, more joyful heart, much more fruit. And you see, all those qualities are going to be in the fruit. The love is going to be in the fruit. The faith is going to be in the fruit. Generosity is going to be in the fruit. Joy is going to be in the fruit. The humility is going to be in the fruit. The compassion is going to be in the fruit. The gentleness is going to be in the fruit. It's going to be a different kind of fruit for some of us. Because the quality of the fruit comes from the quality of the heart. Hallelujah. So can you thank the Lord now that you're going to bear much fruit? For the glory of the Father. Jesus said, He said of the tree, doesn't He? If the tree is good, the fruit will be good. If the heart of the tree is good, the fruit will be good. God's been enlarging a good heart, not a bad heart, since you bear bad fruit. Good heart, so you bear good fruit. Remember, you're a branch of a tree in that orchard that God is going to reform. What I see on the branches that are here in this room tonight, much more blossom. But what's happened is the branch has enlarged. The blossom is enlarged. And from that is going to come much more fruit. If you like, bigger fruit. You know, not measly little pimples, but good sized fruit. Big fruit, but juicy, full of the flavor of God. Can we praise Him for that? Can you believe that? Yes, we do, Lord. We believe that out of what You're doing in us tonight, we're going to be much more fruitful. Hallelujah. So many more people are going to benefit, and we ourselves, Lord, are going to be so blessed. Because as we give, so You will give back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That we will reap what we sow. And thank You, Lord, we're going to sow out of these enlarged hearts. We're going to sow so much more abundantly. Hallelujah. We're going to sow the truth. We're going to sow Your life. We're going to sow Your love. Wherever we go, we're going to sow what is good and positive. And we're going to reap a harvest of righteousness. And we praise You, Lord. We bless You. We thank You for the harvest we're going to. Come on, let's lift our hearts. Let's lift our hands. Let's lift our voices. Let's thank the Lord for a harvest of righteousness. Now, you may not feel any different, but you are different. Because having an enlarged heart doesn't mean you're going to feel any different, but you're going to be different. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We're not going to be the same as we were before this evening. But these enlarged hearts. Now, I want you, Lord. I can only pray for myself. I can't pray for anybody else here, but I pray that everybody will sort of join in praying this. Lord, I want you to keep enlarging my heart. I want you to keep increasing the capacity of my heart in all these ways that you've touched on tonight. I want you to keep transforming me from glory to glory, because my heart just gets bigger and bigger. Bigger and bigger towards you, bigger and bigger towards others. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Let's have a song to really praise God, to bless Him. Thank Him for what He's been doing tonight.